Look, I know you've already achieved unheard of levels of success as an entrepreneur. So the real question is, while the world is radically shifting, how do we not get caught up in the chaos, but instead access our untapped capacity? You know what I'm talking about. I'm Katie Richardson, business coach to superstar entrepreneurs and host of What's Working Now. I'm here to show you how to unlock and magnify your untapped potential so that we can create the dream. Live with purpose and do what we are born to do. On this podcast, we are asking a different set of questions. Be present, be curious, be right now. Let's go. Hit that subscribe button and go to whatsworkingnow.com. Drop in your email, join the waitlist so you never miss an episode of What's Working Now. And I'll see you on the inside. Hello, hello, this is Katie Richardson. It is a wild, crazy time. There are amazing things happening and we're in the middle of a recession. And this is why I want to talk to you specifically. Dan Davis is going to talk to us about how can we powerfully navigate this recession. And I feel strongly that there's tremendous opportunity during this time of volatility. And Dan, I know you feel the same. So welcome to the interview.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I think this is such an important topic and I'm just honored to be here and speak about it.
Yeah, I feel strongly that there is a big fear narrative. And I know that you're a guy who knows how to kind of flip that on its head and to see a totally different perspective. And so I'm really curious to hear specifically how you navigate these kinds of things within your business and with your team and really share the details of that with everybody who's listening to our interview today. So we've got three questions for you, and I'm going to hop into the first one, which is, during this time of volatility and in a recession, what opportunities do you see specifically related to an entrepreneur's operations and finance?
Yeah, I love that question because I think now is the time to be asking that. Before everybody starts to get into this panic mode, right? And I think we can actually avoid the panic mode in many ways. I started a business several years ago that was kind of at the tail end of the recession, and we actually had a pretty decent year during that time. Our first year was really rough, and then we started to grow. And so I don't have the same exact fear maybe a lot of people have, that a recession always equals failure. But I've also run businesses that failed and not had a great success and outcome with that. And primarily what that is, whether it's recession or not, I think the way you make your business recession proof or make it successful is to work on your business. And that's what we have committed to actually a few years ago. Just, we've been in business 6.5 years. And a few years ago, we just really decided that we're going to work on our business, not just in it or for okay. it, and be a slave to our business. And so we've made a lot of investments that were really expensive and really time consuming up to this point. Mm-hmm. And so now we're in this zone of still making those investments and changing the course and direction of Sturi forever, not just for the recession. We're not making decisions for the recession. We're making decisions for growth. And I think that's really important. And so whenever I have this moment of anxiety, like we all do about the recession, I think to myself, hey, we've been through probably 20 recessions in our business over the last 6.5 years. We Sure. know what it's like to fight and claw and struggle and be lean and also, have a growth mindset and not be lean and make sure that we're doing everything we can to not just save money, but to make money and grow what we originally started out to grow. And so I think that mindset, to answer your question, is the most important thing in the operations and finance world, to not have a scarcity mindset when you're making decisions, but to always, when you're asking a financial or operational decision, always be asking, does this help us get to the summit or does this keep us down in the foothills? And I'm working with a contract president right now that's an incredible mentor to me. And that's his whole goal with me, is to keep me up climbing the summit. And, we all need somebody like that that helps us stay focused. And I think we tend to go play in the foothills because it's a little more comfortable and it's not as scary, instead of just continually making the climb. And so I think that's what everybody needs to do, is just What's your summit? Have you defined that? And if you've defined that, stop playing around in the foothills. Even during the recession, you're going to have temptations to go down there and think small. So don't have that scarcity mindset, have any space in your mind. Just keep climbing that summit and making decisions that are getting you to that point versus keeping you down the foothills.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, something that has really helped you navigate times of recession, I mean, I'm going to use my own words here, which is not your words, but like playing to win versus playing to not lose. Like, that's what it sounds like you're saying, like really defining what that peak is, that goal, that target, and then going towards that. And something that I noticed you were saying is you haven't been saying I and me, you're saying we. So like, this is something that you're doing as a team, as a company. Like when you say that word, we, who are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about my leadership team all the way down to our part-time employees or contractors. Like it has to be a communication between all of us that we are going to the summit and whoever's on board will be there with us. And my mentor, Curtis, you know, has helped us establish what that summit looks like. And we're mapping that out. We've never been great at having a very specific plan, and we're okay. Building that plan, and it takes time. But at least we know what the summit is and how long it's going to take us to get there and what we want to transpire after that, at that point when we reach to the summit. And that has to be, you have to have buy-in from everyone, or else you're, like I said, to steal one of my mentor's phrases, you're in the foothills, and you're going to catch yourself just playing around down there and going, there's that summit, I want to get there, but there's just no way you can get there without climbing the mountain with everyone.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I appreciate that distinction that you've brought on when it comes to really working on the business with your leadership team, with your team. I think that's an incredible perspective and frame that can help people move towards that peak. I mean, there's a lot of wild conversations that go on in the world right now. And what's something that nobody is talking about right now, but you believe they should be?
Oh man, there's so many things, but the first thing that comes to mind is just an experience I actually had this last week where I caught myself starting to turn into panic mode, and it wasn't necessarily from the recession per se, but it was just, we had some jobs fall through and this is a real transparent look behind the curtains at Story here. Just being really honest, we had some things fall through that were really big things. And are we going to be okay? Yeah, we're going to be just fine. We have some other things in the pipeline, but it was a huge disappointment. And immediately I call it my old self creeps in and says, you know, doom and gloom. And it was amazing because it was at around a time where my health was doing really, really poorly. I just had a big procedure, a kidney auto transplant. And I didn't know at the time that I had COVID, and that's why my decline after my surgery was happening. And then we figured it out and we bounced back, and I'm doing a little better now. But during that time, it was like my health was struggling. Mentally, I was struggling because we had some of these really challenging things happen in our business. And immediately the doom and gloom set in. And I luckily now have been able to catch that. And I'm sitting on the back porch with my wife, and we look up and she says, look at that hummingbird sitting on this power line. And it was sitting, it wasn't flapping its wings. And she's like, I don't know if I've ever watched a hummingbird just sit. And we were thinking to ourselves, like, immediately in my mind, it was like, there's a metaphor here and you're about to learn something. And I started to learn from that hummingbird and have some intuition that immediately popped in my head. And it was like, you're like this hummingbird, except you're out there flapping your wings as fast as you can instead of sitting and listening and seeing what's right in front of you. And wouldn't you know it, that hummingbird sat there for a minute. And a bug flew by, and I don't know what a hummingbird's diet is, but apparently, you know, they eat bugs. And I watched the hummingbird wait, and then boom, it took off and it went after that bug. And I thought that hummingbird could have been zipping around as fast as possible from here to there. and missed that opportunity, but it knew what it was doing. It was sitting there. It was waiting for that opportunity. It had already done the work. It got itself up to the power line. It got itself to higher ground. It could see the opportunities. And I think we do that as entrepreneurs, as founders, as CEOs, as executives. Sometimes we get down there in the weeds and we're just like running from here to here. And I'm like, I'm a zigzag person. I'm like, I'm going to go do this, you know, take care of this fire. I'm going to go take care of this responsibility. Instead of just getting ourselves to higher ground and getting a clear picture of what's going on. And I think that's what we need to do right now as leaders and constantly do and constantly be reminded of it. So we got to get to that higher ground, stop flapping our wings for a second, stop freaking out, and actually focus on the vision and the summit where we're going. And you'll see the opportunities come. And sure enough, within a week of when I was kind of having that freak out moment, we had a huge opportunity come with one of the biggest organizations in the world that does video production, that is interested in doing a master service agreement with us to do a lot of content stories. That's what we do, video stories. And it had nothing to do with me zigzagging around. It had everything to do with, you know, the opportunity at the right time in the right place. And we had already done the work. And so that would be my advice to people is stop being that crazy hummingbird that's zipping around and just get to higher ground and see things a little more clearly.
What a simple yet so profound example. And I think we can all visualize that. And as you said that, I was like, I don't think I have ever seen a hummingbird sitting still. And so to imagine, you know, sometimes that life of busy, 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 go, 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 hustle, hustle, grind, it can be really sexy, right? And it can feel really productive. I'm getting so much done, but are we really? And can we, you know, take the time to, like you said, get to higher ground? Again, great visual. Are there any practices that you have that help you reset when you find yourself slipping into that place of discouragement or scarcity?
Yeah. I mean, other people are critical to that. I would say my spouse, my most important partner, you know, in my personal life and business, and finding a partner that you can come to and let those emotions out and let those experiences out so that you can be the best for your kids, for your family, for your employees, for your leaders. Having that outlet is really important, and someone that will listen to you and then also give you the hard talks. And that's what my wife does. She'll just say, you don't need to freak out. You know, you're going to get back up tomorrow morning and you're going to go to work and you're going to make it happen. And having somebody that just expects greatness out of you is super key. And that is somebody you need in your personal life. And then you need mentors and coaches in your professional life. And we've all heard this before, entrepreneurship, you're on an island. And if you're not careful, you're making that island much smaller and much further away from, you know, anybody on the outside, if you do not work to not isolate yourself. And if you work to find people that will help you course correct and keep you on the right path. So I have two people that I speak to. One is more of a personal coach that touches business and also personal life. And with my health, I've had to do that. I've had to bring in a lot of healthcare professionals and wellness professionals to keep me on track with my physical body. But also, you know, with my mental health, that's been really important. And then I have a mentor that I mentioned earlier that helps as a contract president and helps us just stay focused at Sturry. And I think that combination has been a winning combination for me. And these are people outside of my business that look at things objectively. And I think that's so critical.
It can be easy when you're the CEO, the one in charge, to kind of move into this, it's all up to me mentality and not lean on others. And I really appreciate the wisdom that you're sharing and really surrounding yourself with good mentors, coaches, spouse, right? That's invaluable. So much wisdom in that. And as we are working on our business, you mentioned this in question number one, it can be easy to constantly be focused on the fires, the things that are urgently needing our attention, and lose sight of the long-term goals and objectives with our team and even personally. And so what are things that you do to help you navigate that need to stay
focused on that North Star, that long-term goal and objective, but at the same time, take care of the urgent needs that are happening right in front of you, I think, especially during a recession.
Yeah, one of the greatest tools I've learned is time blocking. And that's been a big thing for me. I make time to put out the fires, the urgent things, but I don't make my whole day available to those to creep in. And my team knows that. Everybody is aware of that, that I'm not going to answer a bunch of Slack messages or messages in Asana or emails or all day long. I'm just not going to do that because that's what I used to do. And we used, you know, myself, I used to validate my success through busyness. And it's false. Your success has nothing to do with how fast you're running and how busy you are. And I was that hummingbird and sometimes catch myself, you know, still zipping around before stopping and looking down. And I think that's really easy to do as a leader. So I think you have to just time block out your days as much as possible. I realize things come up that are urgent and have to be attended to right away. But for the most part, if you think about it, if an email goes unanswered for 24 hours, no one's going to die. Your business isn't going to fall apart. If a message on Slack from one of your employees goes unanswered for a few hours, they're not going to quit their job. They're not going to think that, you know, all hell is breaking loose, you know, at the company. So just figuring out times where that's appropriate to do those things and figuring out how to maximize your time in other areas. And I'm not perfect at it, but it has made a massive difference for me to focus on growth in the company. And I actually have time in my schedule for growth. And I put that in every other day. I have time blocked out that's like, I am only focusing on growing my company and that's it. And then what I do is I prioritize what are my biggest opportunities. I'm going to focus on those first in that hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, whatever I blocked out. And then I'm going to go down to these other opportunities. And if I don't get to some of these lower opportunities, they get bumped. And that's okay because I'm focusing on the biggest opportunities first.
Dan, everything that you've shared with us today is very thoughtful, intentional, calculated. And, you know, I can imagine with chaos swirling around you during a recession, like you are grounded, you are focused, you are centered, and you're not getting caught up in the chaos through things like time blocking. And it's such a simple thing. And yet how many people are not doing it and are still getting caught up in the glorification of reacting and staying active in the Slack? It's not easy to say to the team, guess what? I am not available and I need to stay focused and grounded. And just wanted to acknowledge that in you. I think it's something that we don't see very often, and it doesn't get glorified and praised. And I'm not trying to do that for you here, but I think more people need to see that's how a powerful leader can lead their team, is by being in that really grounded, centered place where you are protecting your time, where you are being very intentional and focused and making a decision ahead of time, what I'm going to be doing in my day, rather than like just jumping straight into email and jumping into Slack. Like that's a very fast way to get into reaction mode. And yet you're keeping yourself very focused and grounded and intentional in your day. So thank you so much. It was really incredible to hear, you know, defining that peak and how you can stay really focused on your goal and your target and the things that you do in your day to stay focused and grounded and not get caught up in the flapping our wings like a hummingbird, rather than being still and focused and grounded so that we can, when the opportunity arises, we can go after that bug. And blocking your time, really incredible wisdom. So for anybody who's listening and wants to better connect with you and Sturi, what's the best place that you're most active on social media?
Yeah, our Instagram is just @Sturi. It stands for Stories That Stir. So it's like story with an I. So @Sturi, that's a great place to go. And then if you want to be engaged with my own story, it's just @Sturi Dan. And you'll see some wisdom that I'm gaining. I haven't always been what you just described. I have evolved as a leader, and I'm starting to share that more, and I'm still growing and I have a lot of things to do, but those are two places you can go, as well as Sturri.com.
And it is an incredible story. I've just been getting caught up myself, and you're such an inspiration. So I just want to say thank you for sharing that other people's stories and for sharing your own. And for anybody who's listening, I mean, what Dan has shared is cool and exciting, right? It's incredible insight. That alone won't change our reality. So how can you take what Dan has shared today and like, what's really popping out for you? Maybe there's an opportunity for you to get serious about time blocking. Maybe there's an opportunity for you to get more clear on your goals and targets. So what is that for you? And how can you start taking action on it today? Thanks, Dan. This was an incredible interview. And for everybody listening, thank you.
Okay, was that not amazing? What is the one takeaway that you have from today's episode? Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, leave us a rate and review. Find me on Instagram, katie.live. You can also find me on Facebook, katierichardson.live. If you're listening to all of this and you're like, Katie, this is amazing and I want more of your help, I have an invitation for you. You have an amazing opportunity to get my help inside of your business. And it's through a challenge called hashtag Katie's Clarity. I am going to come in, I'm going to show you how to create radical clarity. What happens when we have this radical clarity is we get unstuck and we have the vision and the visibility to identify the next step that you need to take. That's what we do inside of hashtag Katie's Clarity. So come join me. We dropped a link for you to this challenge in the show notes. Lastly, I want to make sure you're not missing out. So go to whatsworkingnow.com, drop in your email there, and we will make sure you only get the good stuff. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you in the next episode.